AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Iraqi forces battling Islamic State militants have made it to the center of Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown, and they're moving in now to take control of the city, according to Iraq's prime minister. This operation to take the city stalled until U.S. forces joined the offensive by launching airstrikes 6 days ago. A spokesman for retired General Muhammadu Buhari says the former military dictator has won Nigeria's presidential election, but he fears tricks from the government, says the spokesman. Iran and six world powers are preparing to announce that they have agreed to talk some more, but they're calling this a new phase aimed at reaching a final agreement by the end of June to control Iran's nuclear ambitions. Our Matt Lee is covering the talks in Switzerland, and he says what we're likely to hear.
The way it appears at the moment, the understandings will be related to the issues of contention that still exist, and there are quite a few of them. How to deal with Iran's research and development on nuclear matters during the course of what could be in a final agreement.
New England Patriots team owner Bob Kraft is telling a jury in Massachusetts what former Patriot star Aaron Hernandez told him about a murder in 2013.
He said he was not involved, that he was innocent, and that he hoped that the time of the murder incident came out because I believe he said he was in a club.
Hernandez is accused of killing Odin Lloyd, a man who was dating his fiancée's sister. Her mansion in suburban Philadelphia burned 3 times in 5 years. Now political fundraiser Claire Rizzoli and her family are going to court to see if they'll face trial in a $20 million insurance fraud case. This is AP Radio News. Authorities in New York City are wondering if the explosion that killed 2 people in Manhattan last week may have been set off by somebody tapping gas connections. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
7 months ago at the Manhattan building, torn apart by an apparent gas explosion last week, someone improperly tapped a gas line. The issue was quickly resolved, but following the blast that destroyed the building and its neighbors, the possibility of improper gas connections is getting close scrutiny. It's not a very common problem, says the president of Con Edison, the local utility, but it's not unknown. Unauthorized gas hookups have been blamed or suspected in several disasters, including a 2010 Detroit fire that killed 3 children. No cause has been established for Thursday's explosion. Warren Levinson, New York.
Home prices are up 4.6% in January compared to last year. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index says Denver home prices went up the most. The Dow is down 77 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.